T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With the NFL draft coming up on Thursday, always fun to catch up with an old friend doing marvelous work. Been up there now a few years, but doing a great job for NBC Bay Area. He is a Raiders insider. One Scott Bear joins me on 97.3 The Fan. Hopefully you and the family, Scotty, had a great holiday over the weekend, and now you're going to be grinding here the next few days.
Yeah, absolutely. And the family keeps expanding. I have a daughter that's about a year old that doesn't let me sleep. So I'm going to be doing all that on about 4 hours because she kept waking up. But such is the life of early fatherhood. There is no rest for the weary anyway when you have a team that owns 4 selections in the top 35, including 3 picks in the first round.
Scott, Friday, I got off the air, and about 10 o'clock, I got a little buzz on my phone saying that the Raiders had sent their scouts home. There was a story that came out that Mike Mayock, John Gruden, not knowing really who to trust on that scouting staff, and I don't know if they're expected to be back today or any time this week. Can you kind of update us on that story that came down on Friday?
Yeah, having the scouts leave the weekend before the draft is not all that unusual. Having them not come back at all is a bit more strange. Having the fact that some of those guys handed in their key cards and probably won't use them again, that's the real kind of, and I wouldn't really say that is a stunner, but that's a dramatic move for the Raiders that are transitioning and have been since John Gruden got here. And it's always sort of awkward because the scouting calendar doesn't end and begin when the ball drops in Times Square. The scouting calendar ends after the NFL draft. So a lot of these guys are under contract and are working hard on the tail end of their draft cycle when Mike Mayock got hired on New Year's Eve. So he needed a lot of those scouts to finish up his work heading towards the most important draft in recent Raiders history. And a lot of those guys were going to get let go. And this Raiders organization, its leaks have been a problem for the last 12 months. I've been the beneficiary of some. That's cool for me. Not so great for them, right? So ultimately, it's a matter of them closing and tightening that circle of trust as they head towards the draft. It's not going to impact the draft because the information from these scouts has been given and logged and reported. And now it's just a matter of decision makers making decisions. Now, if they need to hop on the, hop on the phone or walk a couple doors down to get the information from a scout from a certain region, they won't have that. But all of the important powers that be are still in the room, ready to make decisions with the information that's been gathered over such a long stretch.
Scott Bear, Raiders insider, NBC Bay Area, joining us on 97.3 The Fan. Scott, I want to back up and talk a little bit about and give us information about when Mike Mayock was hired to replace Reggie McKenzie. We know Mayock primarily from his days with the NFL Network. He did a few games here and there, but normally kind of their draft guy on the NFL Network. How did this job end up in his lap?
Yeah, it really came about because John Gruden and Reggie McKenzie have been friends since Green Bay, and it was Mark Davis, the owner's dream, that his good friend Reggie, who he hired right after Al Davis had passed, and John Gruden, his dream coaching hire, could work together well. And that was a trial balloon that was full of lead. It was never going to stay afloat because Reggie McKenzie is the tortoise, John Gruden is the hare, right? Both guys cross the finish line. Sometimes the tortoise even wins, but they run at different speeds and they operate in different ways. Now, Mike Mayock is a high RPM guy, right? He runs like a street bike. So those guys have, and they've been friends for a long time. And ultimately, John Gruden wanted to find a guy that worked with his same attitude, worked at the same speed, was there at 5 o'clock in the morning and doing all those types of things, really jamming and working well together. And ultimately, I think that that's going to be of great benefit because last year, now let's not forget, John Gruden, he owned Final Say with Reggie. He owns Final Say with Mike Mayock. This is a coach-driven building. It is a coach-driven draft that we'll see. And that is a key there, and Mike Mayock understands that. And I think that's another important benefit there. Now, coming from media, that's a first-time thing. Mike Mayock is the most respected NFL draft analyst. Now he's in the big chair. First time he has ever been working for a team at any level, right? So this is a big deal to him. And I can tell you, I've seen him a couple times over the past couple weeks. The dude's not getting much sleep. last time that we talked to him, he honestly didn't know what day it was. And he's grinding, and he's having to adjust because he would call, let's say that you're the general manager. I'd call you, and I'd be like, hey, coach, what you got for me on the Bills? And he would tell me exactly what they got, right? Well, now he's not working with all that information. He's having to rely on his draft books. And again, I think that's why he's ultra paranoid, probably too strong, but he's very concerned his own information about the fact that he's perceived of being in the media, having lots of media friends, right, where his information gets out. He wants to do the opposite. He wants to clamp down and show, hey, media guy was my past, general manager is my present and future.
Scott, who's their director of scouting, and is that person going to still be involved, or did they get sent home as well?
Yeah, so their director of player personnel, Joey Klinkscales, went to high school with Reggie, so he was let go basically at the same time. And their director of college scouting and their de facto GM before in the pre-Mike Mayock time period is a guy named Sean Herrick, and he comes from Green Bay. It's still a little murky. It is my understanding that he is not there. So that takes another layer out of the decision-making process. Again, that's my understanding to this point. It's not something that's been confirmed by three sources, but that's what I heard this weekend. So that's another step that's been removed, another loud voice. But again, this is a coach-driven building. So defensive coordinator Paul Gunther, who likes to get into scouting quite a bit, he's a very smart, capable talent evaluator. He's in the room. They still have some other talent guys, but I mean, this is going to be a lot of coach influence, a lot of Mike Mayock. And really the important dynamic there is that last year we saw John Gruden do some impulsive things, right? The Khalil Mack trade, chief among them. There was a lot of draft day trades as well. Mike Mayock is exerting some discipline in this decision-making process that we saw with Antonio Brown. They didn't ship a first-round draft pick to Pittsburgh only to turn around and pay him $50 million. It was a reasonable draft compensation package, and they were willing to walk away from a heavier one, and that's Mike Mayock's doing. So can Mike Mayock be the best player available, follow the draft board voice, and will that get listened to loud enough to make smart, prudent decisions on draft day?
Sounds like there's going to be about four people in that draft day room when they pan from the NFL Network and ESPN. They're going to be Gruden and Mike Mayock and a couple of other guys just listening to those guys make decisions.
Yeah, I do think that's possible. And as a matter of fact, the NFL Network tried to embed a reporter in the building and on the second floor where they make all their decisions. Mike Mayock said no. And there are several, and I would say many teams with that situation having a reporter inside. That's not happening here. So I think they're definitely trying to restrict access. They've pulled back the reins a little bit on some off-season access. Always give great quotes when they're in front of you, but I think now that they're getting close to it, they definitely want to keep their decisions, closer to the vest. I still think there's a lot that we do know about what this team needs, what this team wants from its three first-round picks. Now it's a matter of executing it and whether, with John Gruden in there, right, and Mike Mayock's lack of a track record as a general manager, not only are they the team with the most firepower in the first round, they are also the biggest wild card, because as much as we think we know what they're going to do, it's John Gruden, man. We really don't.
Scott Bear, NBC Bay Area Raiders Insider, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. You talk about the three first-round picks, fourth overall, 24th, 27th. they could go a wide variety of directions. What's your gut feeling right now, Scotty?
I mean, their most pressing need, and it's not even close, is edge rusher. They probably need two, because right now they can only fill out a two deep at defensive end, and one of those guys played for the San Diego Fleet like a month ago, right? Like, that's where they are in terms of depth at edge rusher. They had the worst sack total in the NFL last year by 13 sacks. I mean, they are in terrible shape there. So they could use to go defensive line at 4 and then again at 24, or at 4 and package 24 and 27 and go get another guy in the middle of the round. That's where they are edge rusher-wise. What I think they're going to do, though, is that they're going to look at that number 4 pick, and if Nick Bosa is somehow there, they're going to take him. He won't be. He's going to be gone by 2, in my opinion, knowing the 49ers like I do in the Bay Area. Quinnen Williams, a guy that, if I can plug myself here, on our website, NBCSportsBayArea.com, I have a 4,000-word deep dive profile on Quinnen Williams. He's a fantastic human being and maybe an even better player. I think the Raiders would jump for joy to take him as well. After that, though, I think a trade down is definitely possible. And the big X factor in the room is Kyler Murray, the Oklahoma quarterback. And yes, the Raiders have Derek Carr. Yes, I expect Derek Carr to be the starter and for them not to take a quarterback high. But as we've been saying, man, it's John Gruden. And if Kyler Murray is sitting there not taken at number 4, and John Gruden's looking at that draft board, and the Oklahoma quarterback is sitting there, right? Can he be disciplined and take Williams, the most useful player to them, for everything that I just said? Or will he go for the big ticket item? Will he take the lotto ticket as opposed to the sure thing?
It's going to be very interesting with the Raiders. It always is. It definitely keeps you hopping along with that one-year-old at home. You're going morning, noon, or night. Scotty, always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Always enjoy it. And thanks so much for the time, and good luck this week.
Absolutely, Coach. And if I can just steal your airwaves for 1 second here, I just want to say how stoked I was when I heard that you were going to be doing this morning show. Always great to hear you on the air. It's where you belong. San Diego market always needs you, man. It's so great to hear you. So great to talk to you. And I was really excited when I saw Coach wants to interview you. I was like, check. I'll do that anytime you want.
Well, I appreciate that, Scotty. We'll look forward to doing this after the draft, maybe next week sometime.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
There you go. Scott Bear, nice enough to join us on the program today. NBC Bay Area, Raiders Insider. And, again, you might want to check out his stuff, NBCBayArea.com. We're going to go over here and get to Sue D. And, again, joining us on the SDCCU hotline was Scott Bear.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.